Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with a My Lowe's Rewards credit card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
So everybody's been trying to figure out the case of D.B. Cooper. Well, a baseball team manager figured it all out. And we're going to be talking with him today. Oh, yeah. We're going to figure this one out on This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Tuesday, November 24th, 2020. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. All right. It's an amazing day today. There's no national day for today. It's the one day of the year where there's no national day. So if you're going to start a national day, today is the day to do it because you won't have any competition. I guess because it's Thanksgiving this week and, you know, the national people, I guess, took the day off. But I couldn't find one, and neither could my crack research team. So we're just going to go with This Is Today Day today. Yes, we're going to celebrate the podcast today. So we're going to call it This Is Today Day today. It sort of sounds like the Make America Great Again thing. I know, I get it. But since they did it, I guess I could do it as well and just declare this day a day for my podcast. So listen to the podcast. There are actually, as of today, 101 episodes of this podcast. It's hard to believe that I've been doing it this long, and it's hard to believe that you're going to spend the entire day listening to all of the previous 100 episodes. Well, and this one. So you're going to listen to 101. That's how your day is going to go. They're about 10 minutes each. You should be done in no time. It'll be a great day. you're just going to be so sick of my voice at the end of the day. That happens. Okay, let's talk about some of the events of today. Back in 1859, I like to go way back sometimes. Charles Darwin published the book, On the Origin of Species. Okay, this was a bit of scientific literature that discussed the essential foundation of evolutionary biology. Yeah, Darwin. It's hard to believe for me that Darwin was around that long ago. You think of some of his ideas, and I know I've said this before on the podcast. When you listen to all of them today, you could tell me which episode that was. But yeah, it's hard to believe that his ideas, they were so advanced and so far ahead that he was around in 1859 publishing work like this. It seems like this shouldn't have been that long ago. I mean, it's just, yeah, crazy. Moving now to 1963. And again, I've got to mention the podcast that aired this last Sunday. I know I've talked a lot about this only mainly because I was so excited to talk to the curator of the Sixth Floor Museum and just kind of, you know, learn some things that I've never heard before about the Kennedy assassination. On this day in 1963, Lee Harvey Oswald, the assassin of President John F. Kennedy, was killed by Jack Ruby. Yeah, they were transporting him from one jail to another jail, and they were going to do this in the basement of the jail. They got an armored car to transport him because they were afraid that something could happen. Well, while they were downstairs in the basement of the jail doing this transfer, that's when Jack Ruby shows up and shoots Oswald. Okay, so this is heavy on conspiracy, right? Well, why did Jack Ruby shoot Oswald? Was he working for the mob? Were they both working together and this was all a part of the plan? There's a lot of conspiracy theories about the Kennedy assassination. You can devote an entire podcast. In fact, there probably are podcasts out there that are dedicated to just this. I suggest watching the movie JFK. Now, some of the stuff in there is a little outrageous, but I suggest watching that movie if you want to learn more about the assassination, at least the dramatic side of things, right? I also suggest going to the Sixth Floor Museum's website and looking through a lot of the materials that they have so that you can discover for yourself what was going on that day. You're going to not have all of the answers because nobody does. And, you know, there's documents that still haven't been released on this. And it'll be interesting someday when those final documents are unsealed and released to the public. All right, I could go on and on about this. And I don't want to, you know, because you've got a lot of other podcasts to listen to today, you know, 100 other episodes. All right, turning now to 1969, Apollo 12 returned to Earth. Did you know, and I didn't know this, I found this out as I was doing research, lightning struck the Saturn V while it was lifting off, about 36 seconds after liftoff. Yeah, this was triggered by the vehicle itself. It was basically, a unique little event that happened. But check this out. They actually weren't sure if the return parachute, was going to work. Now, they didn't tell the astronauts this because they figured, okay, well, what can they do about it? They can't do anything about it. If the parachute's not going to work, they're going to die. So they just went on with their mission. And of course, they did return to Earth safely on this day in 1969. All right, speaking of parachutes, yeah, in 1971, Dan D.B. Cooper parachuted from a Northwest AL 727 with $200,000. Now, here's the crazy thing. This crime went completely unsolved to this day. But guess what? We know who D.B. Cooper is. Yeah, this is like a true crime podcast that's actually solving the crime. Yeah, we found him. And we're going to talk to the guy that actually pieced all of this together. And we'll talk to him right after this. All right, so today we put on our true crime hats, which I think would probably be a fedora. I'm not really sure. While many podcasts have tried to solve the mystery of D.B. Cooper, today we're going to announce the case closed. We know who this is, and we'll find that out in just a minute. Before we get into that breaking news, I want to tell you a little about D.B. Cooper. So on the afternoon of November 24th, 1971, at Portland International Airport, using the alias of Dan Cooper, a man wearing a suit and carrying a black briefcase paid cash for a one-way ticket to Seattle. He boards the plane, orders a bourbon and soda. He lights up a cigarette because, you know, this is the 70s. During the flight, Cooper hands a note to the flight attendant saying that he has a bomb. He demands $200,000 in ransom and 4 parachutes. The payment was authorized and delivered to Cooper, and it was delivered on the plane. So he had the parachutes, he had the plane, he let the passengers go. It's him and a couple of other people on the plane, the pilots and one of the flight attendants. All of a sudden, there's no Cooper on the plane. He jumped, put on the parachute, jumped out of the plane, and since then, nobody has seen them. Nobody until now. Yeah, well, see, the money that he took, they found some of it just along the plane's path. But now, it turns out, they're finding some more of that throughout the city of Portland. And it's, you know, it's amazing to be able to solve this. This podcast is probably going to be the highest rated podcast ever since we're solving this case. And today, to help me solve the mystery, I'm joined by Ross Campbell, the general manager of the Portland Pickles Baseball. Hey, Ross, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on to help you out.
What I found out was D.B. Cooper, the name, was actually just a reporter that came up with D.B., and so it could be anything else. Maybe not DB, but maybe DT. What do you think?
Yeah, and that's where we're getting into a little bit of trouble here. I mean, with the Portland Pickles, we're a baseball team. We're an independent baseball team here in Portland. But then this story of DB Cooper in the Northwest has historically been something that, you know, everyone grows up with and everyone knows around here. And of course, now with DB Cooper, we actually heard that there was a new police sketch that came out of, you know, an updated sighting that was here in Portland. And that's what kind of started off this whole thing for the Portland Pickles is when this new police sketch came out, we had some concerned fans send us the picture. And when we finally took a look, it looked an awful lot like our mascot, Dylan T. Pickle. So we're a little concerned. And I know that you've been hearing some rumors of some of his money being found around. Is that right?
I have. Yeah. His, the dill bills, I believe they're called, are just found randomly throughout Portland. And it's concerning.
Yeah. And when we're looking at the money, and again, it's this new police sketch on this money. And so we think that there might be potential for our mascot, Dylan T. Pickle. He might, you know, have been hiding his money around town in hopes of, you know, not getting caught with this crazy amount of money that was stolen off this plane.
I got to ask, does your mascot like bourbon and soda?
He is a beer guy usually.
Okay.
But of course he is only 6 years old. So we need to, he'll
work his way to bourbon and soda.
Yeah. Piggle years are like dog years sort of, but
Yeah. So, all right. So yeah, we're screwing around with everyone here. Yeah. So we do have a new sketch of DB Cooper as DT Pickle, your mascot. I think this is one of the greatest little marketing campaigns around. It's so awesome.
It started last year. Yeah, we did a DB Cooper night because we had to. It's Portland. It's weird. We got to do something that kind of represents one of this old folklore type story. So we brought out our own DB Cooper. We dressed up an intern and he ran around throwing these dills bills everywhere, which were money we redeemed at our shop. And then we took it one step further this year. Of course, you want to be as creative as you can with the things going on and try to bring some light in kind of a dark world right now.
Yeah.
We brought back DB Cooper or now we're calling him DT Pickle and got a new police sketch and of course made some merchandise with a DT Pickle's drawing and we're just trying to raise awareness for helping us find him.
There is a resemblance there. You know, aside from him being a pickle, he does look like the description of DB Cooper.
The glasses, I think, is what gets people. It's the same with those little circular glasses.
Right.
Those are definitely DB Cooper's most prominent feature, I would say, as a fan of this whole story. But again, there's all these bills being found around. And of course, we planted Dill's bills around town for fans to find kind of off the cuff before they're doing their different activities. We work with some of our different partners to plant these things at local businesses around town.
So you can search around, find the bills, and you can actually use those bills online at picklesbaseball.com on the shop, right?
Yeah, we have everything on our shop from t-shirts to, of course, the on-field hats. And then, of course, now the DT Pickle DB Cooper collaboration, which is just, you know, some Northwest fun for everyone, for sure.
In planning out this show, I was originally, there's this whole thing about DB Cooper being Joe Biden right now, because like, they both wear glasses. So, you know, people are talking about that. And I was like, oh, I could totally take that route. That would be fun. And I go, you know, maybe there's something better. And I found your site. And I was like, oh, man, okay, this is so much better to get you on and talk to you about this. And, you know, the other thing about that is just supporting local baseball, because I'm sure you had a tough season this year.
Yeah, we're a small business just like any other ones. And of course, a handful of our partners are small businesses. So everyone in Portland, I think, has this mindset of helping your neighbor out. And we didn't get to have a season at our normal stadium. We were able to figure out kind of an alternative solution, but we will be back. Summer 2021, Walker Stadium, the home field of the Pickles that everyone here in Portland knows and loves. So we're just trying to stay creative, stay kind of on the top of our game of just doing things that make people happy right now. Because in a world of 2020. I wouldn't be so shocked if they actually did find out who DB Cooper was. So just interjecting some fun into the conversation is kind of our goal here.
Yeah. And so you've got the new schedule up for next year. You guys are planning a full season for next year, keeping it safe, keeping people apart and all that stuff, getting all ready.
Yep. Getting all ready. Of course, it's a 9-month planning process for a 3-month season, but come June, we'll be locked and loaded to go. And, of course, in today's day and age, we'll have a contingency plan on of how many fans we can let in, but we ensure it will be a safe and fun experience. It'll be Pickles Baseball, as everyone knows and loves. So
one of the other things that I love about baseball is the food. What's the food like at the stadium?
If you are looking for pickles, we got them. So don't worry about that. We got fried. We got pickle on a stick. And then, of course, we work with a couple of great local companies that we do. Atlas Pizza, which is one of the local pizza places here. And got, of course, the classic pickle dog. We got the burgers. Anything you would want. And, of course, some healthier options for people.
Nice.
And then not to mention the 20 to 30 beers. Friday.
Well, see, that's where I was really going with this. I just didn't want to straight up ask for the beer. Because when you think Portland, you think, God, you got some great microbrews up there.
We do. And we try to pack in as many as we can at our stadium with 15 different points of sale and a couple full bars. So there's something for everyone at a Pickles game. I'll tell you that.
That is awesome. All right. Well, when I make my way up to Portland, I will stop in for a game and one of those fried pickles. I've never tried it. I hear it's good with ranch dressing, so I'll give it a shot. And Roz, thanks for joining me today. And if you need more information about Pickles Baseball, definitely hit up picklesbaseball.com. And if you happen to be in Portland, look around for those Dills Bills throughout the city. All right, we're going to take a look at our birthdays in just a second. But first, let me fact check myself here. Yeah, there actually was money found along the plane route a few years after the whole D.B. Cooper incident. They also found a part of the door. And the name D.B., well, that was just a reporter screwing up. That's true. And also, he did smell a little of vinegar. That's fake. Okay. Let's get to our birthdays. Colin Hanks is 43. Katherine Heigl is 42. Sarah Hyland is 30. And Pete Best is 79. That's your look at November 24th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart. And we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Go to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.